In Athens today, the U.S. women's basketball team won the Olympic gold medal, beating Australia 74-63. It was the third straight Olympic title for the women. Their success is a stark contrast to their male U.S. counterparts. From Athens, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
It was a close game at times, sloppy at others, but in the end, the U.S. women did what was expected of a team that had won 24 straight Olympic games. They won number 25. U.S. forward Tina Thompson made a long-range three-point shot with about 2.5 minutes left in the game. It came after Australia had cut the Americans' lead to 6 points. After Thompson's momentum-turning three-pointer, the U.S. closed out the game and celebrated a most international championship.
Chriso medaglio ke olimpionikes.
Medaille d'or et champions olympiques, gold medal and Olympic champions.
Η ομάδα των Ηνωμένων Πολιτειών Αμερικής.
L'équipe des États-Unis d'Amérique. The team from the United States of America.
As many in the crowd waved American flags, the U.S. players hoisted veteran Dawn Staley into the air. She's the team captain. She carried the U.S. flag at the opening ceremonies, and now, along with teammates Lisa Leslie and Cheryl Swoops, she's a three-time Olympic gold medalist. The joyous celebration, Staley said later, was simply an extension of the joyous game the team played and has played for the past three Olympics.
It's the camaraderie, it's, you know, it's the innocence of basketball is played on this stage. When we get together for USA Basketball, it's a selfless environment, and it's basketball played the way it should be played, and it almost takes you back to your childhood days where you just play simply for pride, and that's what we do for our country.
Innocence, selflessness, pride. Staley's words hung in the press conference room, where the night before, downcast members of the U.S. men's team had tried to explain why they flamed out in the Olympic semifinals. The men, NBA millionaires all, have been roundly criticized for their lack of team play, their swagger. The contrast was evident in the questions reporters asked after today's game.
On the men's side, they seem to win one medal and then they give way to other people. You folks keep coming back for more golds. What explains the difference?
Staley quickly fielded this one.
We have experienced Olympic players on our team. They don't have any. So it's a different type of basketball that's being played here at the Olympics. And if you don't have anybody that's used to playing that way, know about it, can share in their experiences, it's going to be very, very difficult for them to be successful.
The U.S. men were forced to patch together a team at the last minute after many of the biggest names in the NBA announced they wouldn't be playing at the Olympics for different reasons. Staley said the women gear up for the Olympics. It's the pinnacle of their careers, she said, since their professional leagues aren't that dominant. For most of the men, the Olympics can't compare to the riches and status of the NBA. So the men have some tough questions to answer. But today was not about them. It was about praising famous women, not just the U.S. basketball team, but the American softball and soccer gold medalists as well. Australian basketball head coach Jan Sterling could have been talking about them all when she offered her congratulations to the U.S. women hoopsters at the post-game press conference.
It's a credit to those young women that they play the game in the manner that they do. They're very respectful to the game, and that's important for our game to continue to evolve around the world. And they're certainly players that are looked up to by many nations.
Australian basketball coach Jan Sterling. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Athens.